Sirius remained silent for a long moment. Am I to be equally distrustful of the lessons contained in Sith holocrons? Not distrustful, Plagueis said gravely. But holocrons contain knowledge, specific and idiosyncratic to each Sith who constructed them. Real knowledge is passed by master to apprentice in sessions such as this, where nothing is codified or recorded, diluted, and thus it cannot be forgotten. There will come a time when you may wish to consult the holocrons of past masters, but until then, you would do better not to be influenced by them. You must discover the dark side in your own way, and perfect your power in your own fashion. All I can do in the meantime is to help keep you from losing your way while we hide in plain sight from the prying eyes of our enemies.
What celestial body is more luminous than a singularity? Sidious recited. Hiding in plain sight, but more powerful than all.
Plagueis grinned. You are quoting Darth Gyle.
He goes on to compare the Sith to a rogue or malignant cell, too small to be discovered by scans or other techniques, but capable of spreading silently and lethally through a system. Initially, the victim simply doesn't feel right, then falls ill, and ultimately succumbs.
Plagueis locked eyes with him. Consider the mindset of an anarchist who plans to sacrifice himself for a cause. For the weeks, months, possibly years, leading up to the day he straps a thermal detonator to his chest and executes his task, he has lived in and been strengthened by the secret he carries, knowing the toll his act will take. So it has been for the Sith, residing in a secret, sacred place of knowledge for 1,000 years, and knowing the toll our acts will take. This is power, Sidious. Where the Jedi, by contrast, are like beings who, as they move among the healthy, keep secret the fact that they are dying of a terminal illness. But true power needn't bear claws or fangs, or announce itself with snarls and throaty barks, Sidious. It can subdue with manacles of shimmer silk, purposeful charisma, and political astuteness.